Hey everyone, it's Taylor Reed here and welcome back to Stoic Morning Reset. If you're anything like me, there are some things in life that just leave a bitter taste. Maybe it's a past relationship gone sour, a harsh word from someone we care about, or even just a simple misunderstanding that lingers longer than it should. Ever feel like those old wounds keep flaring up, holding you back from moving forward? Well, today, we're diving deep into the power of forgiveness not for the other person, but for ourselves. Because holding on to resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It only hurts us in the long run. We're talking about letting go of those negative emotions that weigh us down, cultivating inner peace, and ultimately creating space for joy and growth. Trust me, this isn't about condoning bad behavior or forgetting what happened. This is about taking control of your own happiness and choosing to heal. So, let's get right into it with 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate forgiveness and move forward with lightness. Number 1. Recognize the root cause. Before you can forgive, you need to understand why those feelings of anger, hurt, or resentment are even there in the first place. Was it a betrayal of trust? A broken promise? Dig deep and get honest with yourself about what truly triggered these emotions. Sometimes, understanding the source of pain can make it easier to let go. It's like identifying the villain in your own personal drama. Once you know who they are, you can start writing a better script for your life. Number 2. Practice empathy. This doesn't mean excusing hurtful behavior, but trying to see things from the other person's perspective. You know that feeling when you've made a mistake and all you want is understanding? Well, chances are, the person who hurt you probably feels some level of regret or remorse too. Putting yourself in their shoes can help soften your anger and foster compassion, which is essential for true forgiveness. Number 3. Remember, holding on hurts you more than them. This might sound harsh, but it's true. Think about all the energy you're pouring into those negative feelings, replaying past events over and over again in your mind. That energy could be channeled into something positive, learning a new skill, pursuing a passion, or simply enjoying life more fully. By letting go of resentment, you free yourself from its toxic grip and reclaim your power. Number 4. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting. It's about choosing not to let the past dictate your present or future. You can acknowledge what happened, learn from it, and still move forward without dwelling on it. Imagine it like this. You've learned a valuable lesson from a difficult experience, but you don't need to keep reliving that lesson over and over again. You've grown from it, and now you can focus on creating a brighter future. And finally, number 5. Be patient with yourself. Forgiveness isn't a switch you can just flip. It takes time, effort, and often, a whole lot of self-compassion. Don't beat yourself up if you slip up or have moments of doubt. Just keep practicing, keep reminding yourself why forgiveness is important to you, and celebrate your progress along the way. Remember, healing is a journey, not a destination. Alright, let me paint you a picture with a real-world example. Imagine your best friend cancels plans last minute for the 3rd time in a month. You're feeling hurt, frustrated, and maybe even a little betrayed. It's easy to get caught up in anger and resentment, thinking, how could they do this to me again? But what if, instead of letting those feelings fester, you took a step back? What if you reached out to your friend, not to accuse them, but to understand their perspective? Maybe they're going through something tough that you're unaware of. By having an open and honest conversation, you might find that there's room for understanding and even forgiveness. Even if the situation doesn't magically resolve itself, by choosing to let go of resentment, you'll free yourself from the burden of anger and create space for healthy relationships. Remember, forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior, it's about freeing yourself from the chains of negativity. It's about taking control of your own happiness and creating a life filled with peace and joy. So, today, I challenge you to take that first step towards forgiveness. Let go of those past hurts, embrace self-compassion, and choose to move forward with lightness in your heart. You deserve it. And remember, keep coming back here for more Stoic Morning Resets, because together, we can build a brighter day, one mindful moment at a time. Until next time, stay strong, stay calm, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.